It's Tuesday, October 4th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that writing letters to Christians in prison is highly effective. In regards to 7,500 letters mailed to two Iranian Christians in prison for their faith, ICC reports, quote, "The letters don't always reach the prisoner. In Mariam and Marizeya's case, they never actually got to read a single one. But guess who did read the letters? All 7,500 of them. They're guards. And as the guards read letter after letter, they began to treat Mariam and Marizeya differently, knowing the world was watching everything they did. The guards even became curious about the Bible verses written in the letters and would ask them for explanations." End quote. Find out how to write letters to persecuted saints at persecution.org/letters. That's persecution.org/letters. Speaking of persecution, there's another example in the American workplace. Valerie Klusterman, a physician assistant within the University of Michigan Health System, has been punished for her Christian convictions. When asked by representatives of Human Resources and the Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion if she would use, quote, "gender identity-based pronouns and be willing to refer patients for gender reassignment surgery," end quote, she told them she could not because of her religious beliefs, reports the Christian Post. According to First Liberty, the interviewer, quote, "grew hostile, visibly angry with tight fists and a flushed demeanor, and attacked her religious beliefs." He told Ms. Klusterman that she could not take the Bible or her religious beliefs to work with her, either literally or figuratively, that given her religious beliefs against gender identity-based pronouns and gender reassignment surgery, she was to blame for transgender suicides and that she was evil, end quote. Subsequently, she was fired after a stellar 17-year career. First Liberty is demanding that she be reinstated, or the legal defense organization is promising a lawsuit in federal court. Revelation 14, verse 12, challenges believers to endure persecution. The scripture says, "This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus." Big tech is demonstrating its commitment to online pornography, with Google removing porn filtering companies from the Android Play Store. This comes after the left-leaning Wired.com published an article entitled "The Ungodly Surveillance of Anti-Porn Shameware Apps." It was an attack piece on Covenant Eyes and Accountable to You. Not the Bee commented on Google's actions. They wrote, quote, "Meanwhile, Amazon, Instagram, Facebook, and other apps all listen to you all the time and give you ads based on things you just say out loud near your phone," end quote. But let us remember, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. In God's providence, it appears the Republicans have a good shot at regaining control of Congress in the 2022 elections because Americans are more concerned about their money than abortion. A Monmouth poll found that 47% of voters would prefer a Republican-controlled Congress than Democrats, reports the Washington Examiner. And 82% of Americans see inflation as extremely or very important, over 56% who rank abortion as a significant concern. As of last Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking NATO to accelerate Ukraine's membership application, reports World Magazine. This follows Russia's claim on four provinces in the Ukrainian country. In response, Dmitry Medvedev, Russia's top security official, called Zelensky's request akin to, quote, "begging NATO to accelerate the start of World War III," end quote. For gun sales, 2022 will turn out to be the third strongest year in American history, right behind 2020 and 2021. That's according to AmericanRifleman.org. Gun sales in the U.S. averaged 4 million in the 1990s and early 2000s, But over the last 3 years, the average has been between 10 and 13 million gun sales. There's no abating inflation in the Eurozone, registering 10% in September, up from 9.1% in August. Meanwhile, the Bank of England has jumped back into quantitative easing, with plans to issue another $650 billion in the upcoming weeks. The UK National Bank has increased its base rate to 2.5% throughout 7 rate hikes since January, fighting its own 10% inflation rate. And finally, pundits are saying it was a victory for conservatives in the Brazilian elections over the weekend. The presidential race tips to a runoff election scheduled for October 30th. The incumbent, conservative Jair Bolsonaro, came within 5% of his challenger, Luiz Inácio Lula, the former leftist president. Indeed, Bolsonaro outperformed the prediction of the polls by 6 to 8%, giving Bolsonaro a fighting chance for the October 30th runoff. Sometimes referred to as South America's Donald Trump, Bolsonaro's favored candidates won the governorship of Sao Paulo and the governorship of Rio de Janeiro. Tucker Carlson from Fox News interviewed President Bolsonaro before the weekend's election. The president quoted from John 8, verse 32 in his comments.
I connected my campaign anchored only with a biblical passage, John 8:32. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The media never gave me any visibility or space. Much to the contrary, they attacked me all the time throughout the campaign. If the left wing does come back to power, in my view, they'll never leave power, and this country will follow the same path as Venezuela, Argentina, Chile, Colombia. Brazil will become one more wagon on that train. The losers will be the Brazilian population, and also the left wing itself. The left wing voters will lose as a result. All of South America will be colored red, if you understand me. And in my view, the United States will become virtually an isolated country in the world.
Amazing interview. And guess what? This will shock you. Bolsonaro bears no resemblance whatsoever to the descriptions of Bolsonaro you have read in the New York Times. Completely different person. Seen that before?
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.